Hey y'all, it's Chaisa Lifestyle Brand. I've talked about relationships before, but I haven't talked about like a toxic formula. And when I think about relationships, it doesn't have to be just romantic. It can be platonic. It can be family. It can also be a work relationship, just from A to Z. And the formula or the combination to me is like quicksand and cement at the same time. And if you know anything about cement is at one point, it's in a state of like, not a fluid, but it's kind of more like, it's a liquid mixed with like a dirt, but it's like not just any kind of dirt. Then it ends up turning into like hard rock. And with quicksand, it's like you can't really get your foot planted because quicksand never settles. It's like you're constantly sinking. So just think about that combination, cement and quicksand. So it's like being stuck but constantly sinking. So it's like that sunken place. And so I want to let anyone know that if you're in a relationship that resembles that, it's probably not only just toxic, it's probably a cycle. And with a cycle is something, when you think about the washer machine, like it has a course it runs. And with the cycle, it continues on. It's like it's repeated in the same order. So you may start out with the quicksand, but then you end up in the cement. There may be other compounds or that make up your situation, but that was what came to mind today. And so I want to say how to get unstuck. And even though it might seem to be physical, like you're physically in a relationship, you're physically at a job, you're physically connected because of family ties, but it's your job to make a decision. It's like a mindset where you're able to really like know that you deserve better. You know, it's really to know, and not only to know, but to believe it, and also to have this attitude. And that's like a standard that you hold, that you don't let that standard down for nothing or for nobody. So if you can agree with what I just shared, this is not like a loom or gloom or a shame and a blame, but it's like you have to get to that point where you have to like wake up, because in a cycle, it's something repeated. Where I think about being in a cycle, it's like in the dryer, it's like hum, you know, it just goes, and it's like, it has its own auto. It just goes. You don't have to, you know, be hands-on. So getting out of that cycle is where I'm at today, where I'm wanting to like really let someone know that you don't have to stay in there, because a lot of times you don't even know that you're in there, let alone how to get out. Okay. So how to know that you're in a cycle is where that you self-sabotage, or you have this inner critic that it's like nothing can go right. You know that you kind of maybe have unhealthy boundaries. Like there's no boundaries where you feel like you have no space of your own. And maybe you also are like codependent, or the other person's codependent. So you really can't just be yourself. And so if you found yourself in any of those, you know, situations, that could be the signs of this toxic situation. And it don't have to be a relationship, but this toxic situation. So getting unstuck and getting free to get your feet planted on good ground is that you have to, again, first admit that you're in such or said situation. It's like when other people tell you that you're in a toxic relationship or toxic situation, it can sound like you're being like attacked. And so you don't want it to come from the outside. It needs to come from the inside, because you need to know that you don't deserve that. Okay. You have to know your self-worth is like, you know, too precious to be suffocating or to be stuck and limited when you have things that God has put inside of you to do. And two, then even though you've already admitted that you had this situation, you want to also reach out for help. Now, getting help comes in a form of different ways. I will say you need to be praying and reading your word, your Bible. But you also need to have those friends that's your real friends. And you know who they are. Like, they're going to keep it 100. They're going to probably go over. They're overachievers. They're probably going to go over 100, you know, where they're going to be real with you and love on you and not, like, shame you, but just really, like, they know you. So they know, like, your good qualities. They know what you're good at. They know how to, like, pour into you. So you really do need that. I know, like, when I was going through a sad situation, and I mean, it's like the heaviness felt like the weight of the world was like on my shoulders. It was like I just had this heaviness and like that cement, and I felt like I was going nowhere. I couldn't get my feet planted on solid ground, and I would see those friends that I knew went through some things, that I knew had a strong commitment and faith in Christ, and I knew that they really cared about me. And when I would see them, I would light up because I knew that they were going to be sensitive to really like not be all in my business, but they were going to be sensitive to just see how I was doing, and they were not going to judge me no matter what I said. So I was able to like release things without knowing that I was releasing them. So that to me is super key. It's important. You have to have people that you can, I'm not saying unload on them and just dump, you know, that's not fair, but it has to be people that's qualified to be able to hold it. And they have to have some, you know, established, like, you know, connection with you, not just a stranger. So there's stranger danger, because some people really ain't about you like that. So we have one, you want to admit to yourself. You also want to have some people that you can go to, like, you know, not a lot. I always say it's better to have four quarters than to have 100 pennies. So you don't need to have a lot of people, a lot of change, because, you know, those pennies, they are valuable. They add up, but there's too many, you know, and the four quarters, you know, you can do more as efficient just having four than having even more than that. And then finally, after you've consulted like yourself and been like, you know what, I need to get, you know, unstuck and get my feet planted. I need to get my squad goals, my tribe. And then you have to just take a step each and every day, even if it does feel heavy. You got to keep it moving. When you keep it moving, it's like today I just had this like epiphany. Like the life that I'm living right now is not quite what I dreamt. It's not yet my, you know, life goals, but I'm getting there. And it just felt like the most beautiful day. Being able to teach a class and teaching a class, like I had this, like, I wouldn't say confidence. I just had like this ease, and I didn't feel pressured, you know, like I'm being more sensitive. And like, so I'll understand like when my lesson plan is like not going to be really relevant that day, to know how to make adjustments and know how to go with the flow, not to be so in control, you know? And then like, just not being afraid to share myself, you know, not being so guarded. And I think that comes from a place where there's a time where maybe violations happen, where it's like you don't know who to trust. And so those walls are up, those boundaries are there to keep you safe, to keep people from coming in who don't deserve to be in there, because it should be invitation only. So, and by me showing something of, you know, my interest, I shared like a body image video to my writing students. And it was a video just about something that got my attention when I was early on in my research studies, before I knew what I was going to write a dissertation about. I happened to be a TA in a women's studies class, and groups are formed at the end of the semester to present on topics like politics, education, family, health. And one group presented on body image, and that word, it just like was a buzzword. I never really heard that word, but it just like stuck with me. And when they showed the presentation, I knew that there was more that I wanted to know. They showed the Dove Evolution video of this woman being prepped for a photo shoot, and then she was photoshopped. And it was like, wow, you know, I thought amazing, because I never really knew what Photoshop was. It's just like, I just saw a magazine and thought the people were just beautiful. Maybe I heard the word Photoshop, you know, when you're making like a flyer for an event and you're going to crop an image, or like you're going to cut it out to place a picture in a different kind of back, drop, but not really seeing it as a manipulation tool, like where, you know, you're making an image that's already beautiful, like super unrealistic and unattainable to anyone that's even like in awe of it. And so seeing that, I you know, started, like, I went and found that video and watched it, and maybe other searches came up that were similar, and I just began to go down that rabbit hole of doing research on body image. And so I shared this video, and then I shared a TED Talk that Jean Kilbourne did, and she has a documentary series called Killing Me Softly, where she has different versions of it. Now there's probably like four of them, and it's really good, where like she really talks about body image but from a different perspective with advertisements. And so after that presentation I shared, even though it had nothing to do with a writing class, it was just me sharing, like, when you're picking a topic to write about, you want to make sure that you're choosing something that you're interested in. And that goes for your business, for those budding entrepreneurs who you're like, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Or even if you're in a situation where you know you're not wanting to be in that situation, but you don't know what you want. What do you like? What's interesting to you? What stands out to you? What just irks you? Like, what gets on your nerves? Because there's a problem, but then it's like there's so many parts of that problem that even if someone helps to solve it, there's still another perspective of it. So if I'm thinking about even body image, that's just so general. It's like body image is the perception that one has based on other people's perceptions. But then we go into body image and African-American women, you know, that could be so many other categories, like hair and maybe colorism. And there's intra-racial racism. And I mean, I can go on and on about different things, but I have to find specifically what stands out to me about body image that really, like, fires me up. Because if I'm just going to talk about body image, you know, it could be like Wikipedia. You know, I don't want to be Wikipedia. I want to be Yaisapedia, where you're going to get a whole nother perspective on the same topic, but it's really detailed. And I may start off with some personal anecdotes, and then I'm going to, like, bring it to life. I'm going to bring it home. So, again, this, we did start off with toxic and situationships. I know how we ended up here, that just rolled with me. I want to just be mindful that, you know, that's how life is. So your situation that you're in, you may not know how you got there, but, you know, when you do all that and walk it out, the last step I gave you was walking it out. It may be through processing through therapy. It may be processing through journaling. It may be processing through just working on yourself. Like, you're working out at the gym, or you're going to, like, start doing more self-care. You're going to start, like, you know, being in nature more, and you're going to start praying more, and, like, being more, like, just, like, stress-free, you know? And that problem that you went through, it was not for no reason. Now, it's not a reason to go through just to be going through, but you don't have to think about it as, like, something that was, like, a shame and in vain, because it could be something that you overcome, because you're going to overcome it, and then you are able to help others to also overcome. And so that's where I'm flipping the script right now. And so today, just in the class teaching, you know, I remember times where I didn't really know a lot about body image, or I just got stuck because it was such a big topic, or I want to be a know-it-all. And today was so humbling, because it's like I could just tell the truth. You know, I can just show what was interesting to me when I first saw body image. I don't have to, like, be deep about it. And maybe before I try to be so deep about things that I even got lost in the sauce, you know? So for those that are ones that are overachievers, or ones that have deficits that you have to constantly hurdle over, because maybe you're, like, having imposter syndrome, or you may have had just challenges where it's just not easy for you, it's okay. But use it. Use it to your advantage, because that's what life is about. Like, yeah, it's great to have a success story where you had a 4.0 your whole life, and you had, you know, $1 million since you were 2 years old, and now you're a billionaire, and now you're just living your best life. that's nice, but that's probably not the same story for a lot of people. But when you have a story, you're not going to connect with everyone, but you're going to connect with somebody. And when you connect with somebody, it's so real because they're in that situation right now. And them being in that situation right now allows them to see you no matter what stage you're in. You may be in the middle part of coming out of that. You may be coming out of it and we see the smoke behind you, but you ain't burnt up. So don't ever think something so small. Don't belittle situations, even if they're, you know, of your own doing or they're not of your doing. Like, it was not your fault. Like, I heard the saying that your wound may not be your fault, but your healing is your responsibility. So it's like there's ownership that you have to take for stuff in your life instead of blaming other people, because people are people, but people, we move on. You have to know how to manage your emotions. You know how to manage people, you know, and they don't got to even know you managing them. It's just, you have to know who you are and to know what you need and what you don't need. People going to be people. They're going to, you know, cross the boundary. They're going to cross the line. They're going to try to break your mama's spine. You know, they're going to do all that, but you have to know you more than anybody else. And that ties me into why I started Swagger Fitness years ago. And I've been going away from that business because it's just, I had so many other things I was working on that I kind of neglected it. But I really know that Swagger Fitness is like something really big. And as I'm here talking about it, like, you may have an idea as well, like your, you know, formula for success or your business idea, and it didn't work the first time or the second or the third time. But don't give up. I'm just saying, don't give up. Don't give up.